20 degrees on a Tuesday, day two of our 12 days of bundles, and one of our little elves is Jason Kanz. Good morning.
Good morning.
I bet you haven't been described as a little elf before.
I was thinking that as you said that. I thought, I don't know that anyone has ever described me as an elf, and probably not even as little, so.
But you're smaller than you were earlier in the year.
That is definitely true. That is definitely true that I'm smaller than I was earlier in the year, so.
How are you feeling this Christmas?
So far, so good. You know, the snow on the ground, as much as I don't really like the cold and the snow, really helps to get into the spirit of that.
Uh-huh.
And so, you know, Thanksgiving was weird for me. Is, you know, in the past I would have had multiple plates of food, and this year I simply couldn't eat that much. And so that was different for me.
So what, are there certain things that you would have typically had that got ruled out?
No, I mean, I ate everything. I just couldn't have much of it.
Yeah, so, okay, smaller portion.
You know, like, you know, in the past, I would have had, you know, heaps of stuffing and mashed potatoes, and my stomach just will not allow me to eat that much anymore. So,
yeah.
So I had a few bites of that.
I'm going to start cutting back today. I'm not going to have two slices of pie today, so.
All right, that's good. Yeah, see, that's an example. I could not even eat a slice of pie.
Really?
And, yeah.
You didn't have... pumpkin pie with whipped cream?
Well, I wouldn't choose pumpkin pie.
Okay.
I would choose apple. But,
right.
Yeah, I mean, if I didn't eat anything else, I might be able to eat a slice of pumpkin pie.
Yeah.
So.
All right, wow. Okay, well, there you go. Gastric bypass surgery, and it's worked wonders for you.
It has.
You're
it
down
has.
Like 100 and plus pounds.
125, maybe, something like that.
Good golly, Miss Molly. It seemed like it was just 100 a couple of days ago.
Yeah.
All right, you're fading away into nothing. I mean, we're going to put what's the end of the line here?
I'm going to start dressing up as a tumbleweed.
And, well, I mean, no. How much, at what point is the weight loss going to stop?
I don't know. That's a good question. You know, my surgery goal was 225, which still puts me in the overweight category, and I'm below that now. I'm, I think, 216 or something like that.
Okay.
And so I'm hoping somewhere around between here and 200. It will slow down. So.
Man, that's crazy. Yeah, that's fantastic.
So.
All right, well, let's see. You know, I am contemplating some kind of Advent stuff. I mean, I think it's what I shied away from is you can go back to Luke 2 every year, and that's fine. I just was looking for some different material. My friends Jim and Jane Jeffries have done some Advent material where they take a different Christmas song for 4 weeks and write a devotion about each of those.
Interesting.
So, yeah, obviously.
Yeah, go ahead.
The start was O Come, Emmanuel on Sunday, but go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, Chuck DeGroat's Advent devotional is great as well. So,
yeah, I came across a pastor friend who'd been reading his Healing Within and really liking it, too.
Yeah, it's really good.
Mm-hmm. All right, there's more we could talk about, but we are in Matthew 26, and we came upon this in your letters. Yesterday we did verses 36 to 39, but there's a book by Paul Miller, A Praying Life, that you quote from extensively.
Yeah.
So I'm going to read it and then you comment.
Yeah.
So here's what you say. Again, yesterday we'd read, this is, you know, the late going of Jesus' life. So you quote Miller as saying, Jesus defines himself only in relationship with his heavenly Father. Adam and Eve began their quest for self-identity after the fall. Only after they acted independently of God did they have a sense of a separate self, because Jesus has no separate sense of self. He has no identity crisis, no angst. Consequently, he doesn't try to find himself. He knows himself only in relationship with the Father. He can't conceive of himself outside of that relationship. Imagine asking Jesus how he's doing. He'd say, my Father and I are great. He has given me everything I need today. You respond, I'm glad your Father's doing well, but let's just focus on you a minute. Jesus, how are you doing? Jesus would look at you strangely, as if you were speaking a foreign language. The question doesn't make sense. He simply can't answer the question, how are you doing, without including his Heavenly Father. That's why contemplating the terror of the cross was such an agony for Jesus. He had never experienced a moment when he wasn't in communion with his Father. Jesus' anguish is our normal. You close with.
Yeah, that for me, that last line there has always hit me. That Jesus' anguish is our normal. You know, we talk on here about God being deeply relational, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's why we value the Trinity.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we see that in here. And so this idea of pondering going to the cross was really anguish for Jesus.
Huh. That is good.
Yeah.
You know, just in a small, small sense, and again, when you were away, we did a devotion on John 17:11 from your book, Notes from the Upper Room, and it was really good, and you talked about relational glory, and I was thinking, I mean, just even picking up in my marriage, 26 years in, I'm like, you start to go, oh, this is relational intimacy. I mean, it just is a long, hard slog, or even my relationship with you, I'm like, you know, enjoying that connection or missing it when it's gone, but that's just a foretaste, right? It's a
big foretaste. Sure. Yeah, absolutely.
All right, thanks, friend, our buddy Jason Kanz, WWIB. All right, let's shake up those names and get the drum roll going here and find out who is the first bundle winner today here on WWIB. This morning it is Mary in Menominee. Tuesday morning, WWIB, and we're here to help you learn something that you do almost every day that can help you lower heart disease.
Yeah, how do you want to avoid heart disease? It could be something that maybe we all should be doing more of anyway. And Alvo, it's quite simple, but a little unexpected.
Yeah, you may have already done it this morning. Researchers in Korea found a clear link between good oral health and a lower chance of heart irregularities and serious heart failure. Yes, it's brushing your teeth.
Brush your teeth. The study looked at the health records of more than 150,000 middle-aged to elderly Korean residents.
Yeah, during the study period, 3% of volunteers experienced a case of an irregular heartbeat, while close to 5% experienced heart failure at least once.
But even after accounting for other known factors for heart disease like age, body mass index, and smoking history, the researchers found that people who had reported better oral hygiene, i.e. brushing your teeth regularly, were less likely to develop these heart problems.
Yeah, and those who brushed their teeth at least 3 times a day, which we both felt like is a bit excessive.
It seems like a lot.
Were 12% less likely to have heart failure, and people who had lost a substantial majority of their teeth, 22 teeth or more, were 35% more likely to have heart failure.
So, again, it just seems like brush your teeth. I mean, we're probably 2-time-a-day brushers, Alvo and I, but if you really want to go for the gusto, brush them 3 times a day or more and, increase or rather decrease that likelihood of heart disease.
Those handful of times study. I may have, for whatever reason, like brushed in the middle, you feel excessive.
Well, yeah. I mean, I have done that at times when it's like, hey, I have a meeting going on. I go home for lunch. Sure. I have a meeting and, oh, there's some bit of something in my teeth. So, yeah, brush them real quick.
You know what I do is if I'm going to the dentist that day, you know, like one last brush.
Yeah, I know.
to really impress. So.
I want that gold star.
How long can you listen to this? After a while, I'm like, that is just a little too much right there. All right, but you never get too much of our Christmas music on WWIB.
It's time for Tuesday Trivia on the Wib Wake Up Show. WWIB, your Christmas station. Caleb and Halvo with you. We have not one, but 2 prizes for you. How about a movie of your choice with a friend? We'll give you admission for 2 Micon Cinemas in Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, 2 movie tickets. And how about the More the Merrier stereo album from J.J. Heller? Yes, we have a vinyl album for you. I'm realizing more and more just how popular the vinyls are. So we've got a side A and a side B, a vinyl Christmas album from J.J. Heller. That will sound great in your home this December. But you have to answer our question, 715-723-2555. Give us a call, 715-723-2555. Over 1 million of these are purchased daily. Every day, over 1 million of these purchased, Halvo. 715-723-2555. 715-723-2555. What do we buy over 1 million of daily?
Let us know, 723-2555, and another great prize up for grabs this morning.
Yeah, so again, your chance to go to the movies with a guest, courtesy of Micon Cinemas, and get a great Christmas album of vinyl from J.J. Heller, 715-723-2555.
It is cool. Just seeing it made me go, I want to get my own turntable.
Right? Over 1 million of these purchased daily. Over a million. What is it?
We got some calls coming in at 723-2555. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Russ from Eau Claire.
Hey, Russ.
I'm going to guess gallons of gas.
Okay. Gallons of gas.
1 million gallons of gas per day, is it?
Over 1 million of these purchased daily. Gallons
purchased
of gas.
Daily. Could that be it? Sorry, Russ.
No, thanks for the call, Russ. Call us back, 715-723-2555.
All right, Russ was the only caller, so keep it going here.
715-723-2555 for tickets to the movies and a beautiful Christmas vinyl album from J.J. Heller.
That's a good dual prize this morning. here on WWIB. We're in the generous Christmas gift-giving spirit. By the way, seven names in our box for the drawing next hour in our second day of the 12 Days of Bundles. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning. This is Sherry Bloomer. I'm going to say cups of coffee.
Mm. Cups of coffee.
A lot of Java is purchased every day. Could that be it? Mm. Not it. Sorry.
Thank you, Sherry. Over a million of these purchased every day. Over a million. What could it be?
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Graydon Braun from Eau Claire.
All right, what do you think?
I'm going to guess bags of chips.
Bags of chips.
All right,
okay,
we've had some
sure.
great guesses so far. Could that be it? Mm. Sorry, man.
Thanks, Graydon. Over a million of these purchased each day. What could it be?
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Jenny from Chippewa Falls.
Hi, Jenny. What do you think?
Packs of gum.
Packs of gum.
Something to chew on. Mm, chomping it on the sidelines like some coaches. Mm. Not it. Sorry.
Thank you, Jenny. Over a million of these purchased every day.
All right.
Our Tuesday trivia query today.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, it's Jeannie from Paul Creek.
What do you think, Jeannie?
Oh, let's go with donuts.
Donuts.
Oh, boy, yeah. Now you're making me hungry. Could that be it? Sorry, Jeannie.
Thanks for the call from Cricket Country there.
All right.
What do we buy over a million of each day, collectively?
No calls at the moment, so why don't we move it to 8:15, Caleb?
All right, we'll try again. Be thinking about that. What do we purchase over a million of each day? We want to send you to the movies and give you a beautiful Christmas vinyl album from J.J. Heller. It's Tuesday Trivia, try number two here in the WIB Wake Up Show, WWIB, where we are family and your Christmas station. We want to give you a Christmas vinyl album from J.J. Heller. It's called The More the Merrier, and we want to send you and a guest to see a movie of your choice at Micon Cinemas in Eau Claire or Chippewa Falls. Those are the prizes. If you can solve this by calling 715-723-2555 and giving us the correct answer first. Over a million of these are purchased daily. Over a million of what purchased every day? 715-723-2555. 715-723-2555.
All right, to the phones we go. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Amy, and I'm calling from Kadad.
Hi, Amy, what do you think?
Hi, good morning. I think it's coffee or soda pop cups from McDonald's or gas stations.
All right, so, getting that beverage of coffee or soda.
But some of the cups? Is it the cups? Is that your answer?
Cups, yes.
Cups, all right, cups.
All right.
No, sorry, that's not it, Amy.
Thank you, Amy, for the call. Over a million of these purchased daily.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Michael from Eau Claire.
Michael, what do you think?
Pizzas?
Is it pizzas?
We love our pizza. Could that be it? Sorry.
Thank you, Michael. 715-723-2555. Tuesday Trivia.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Ruth from Tony.
All right, what do you think?
Packages of toilet paper.
Okay, sure. Packages. Actually, that reminds me. I think we need to pick some up. So
everybody clamored during the pandemic 4 years ago, almost five. Could that be it? Sorry.
715-723-2555, Tuesday Trivia. We have a Christmas album vinyl from J.J. Heller and two tickets to see a movie of your choice at Micon Cinemas.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Sherry from Bloomer.
Hey, Sherry, what do you think?
Lottery ticket.
Is it lottery tickets? A million of those purchased every day?
Sherry takes a gamble on that. Yes. Sorry.
Over a million of what purchased daily?
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey there, Sarah from Chippewa.
Hi, what do you think?
Is it cell phones?
A million cell phones bought every day. Could be.
But a lot of people have them.
Not what we're looking for. 715-723-2555.
All right, we're closing in on three more guesses. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, good morning, guys. It's Jody Wolstoff from Oliva.
Hey, Jody.
I am going to go with Quick Trip Glazer Donuts.
Very specific.
A million a day from Quick Trip, based in Onalaska. Sorry, that's not it.
Thank you for the call.
All right,
we'll take three more guesses at 723-2555. A lot of times we don't know what the participation is going to be at this time, but it's been really good. You guys hummed along with six fantastic guesses.
In case anyone was worried, my wife told me that she picked up TP yesterday. So the Swenson household is good, in case anybody was... Yeah.
Wipe the sweat off my brow. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Amy from Kadada.
Amy.
Trying again.
Number two.
Bottled water.
Is it bottled water?
Sorry.
It is not. 715-723-2555. Two guesses left this time.
Going once. going twice. Oh, yeah. Okay. The drama there. And we needed to call. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Allison from Alma Center.
All right, Allison in Alma Center. What do you think?
I'm going to say candy bar.
Candy bars.
All right, that's a great guess, too. People are checking out, and that's not it.
Not a million candy bars purchased daily. Could be over a million. Never know.
Yeah, right.
And it could be a million, maybe just not what we're looking for. But no, correct answers yet.
So that's going to do it for this time around. And we will pick this up again later on at 8:45. Well, we're going to continue with Tuesday Trivia. But first, Caleb, time for a drawing.
Yes, indeed. And so this is the 12 Days of Bundles, day two. We do three drawings per weekday through the 17th. This kicked off yesterday, so plenty of time for you to get in. The way you get in this drawing box is to give a suggested $103.70 or greater gift to the nonprofit ministry of Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. Now, the quickest way, of course, is to do it online at our website, wwib.com/giving, but also you can walk it in. You can send it in good old-fashioned mail as well. When we receive that gift and thank you for that, then your name is put into this box. Now, you can still absolutely ask for one or more of the great gift offers here in December as well. This would be on top of that, an extra prize. And of course, the earlier you give that gift, the earlier you're in the box and the more drawings left to be in there, because it's 36 total drawings. And so this is the fifth of 36 drawings. So still lots of opportunities. And let's see who's going to walk away with one of those extra gifts. It is Scott from Eau Claire.
Way to go, Scott.
Congratulations, and enjoy your bundle. Somebody from the station will give you a call, and you get to pick from, man, all sorts of goodies. Everything from MyPillow 2.0 to Quick Trip, Chick-fil-A, Culver's gift cards, grocery gift cards, all sorts of good things. Kids' Bibles. And folks, you can check out that list of Christmas bundles at WWIB.com.
Fantastic. Tuesday Trivia, your chance to win some great prizes there coming up. Tuesday Trivia winds on.
Yeah, try number three here. 715-723-2555 is the number for you to call. 723-2555. The question is this. Over a million of these are purchased daily. Over a million what purchased every day? If you are the first to solve it by giving us a call live on the air here on WWIB, you win two different prizes. One is the More the Merrier album from J.J. Heller. Now, this is a vinyl, so of course it's going to sound fantastic in your home, this vinyl album, Christmas album from the wonderful J.J. Heller. Also, how about admission for two to see a movie of your choice at Micon Cinemas in Eau Claire or Chippewa Falls? Again, admission for two movie tickets for Micon, plus that Christmas vinyl from J.J. Heller. 715-723-2555. Over a million of these purchased every day. What could it be? Can we solve Tuesday Trivia on a Tuesday?
We've had great participation already this morning. Will it continue on in round three? So far, no callers.
715-723-2555. What do we purchase over a million of each day? Over a million of what purchased daily?
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Aiden from Mondovi.
Hey, Aiden, what do you think?
Cheeseburgers.
Cheeseburgers.
Cheeseburgers, there
we go. Mr. Lunt wrote a song about those.
That could be. Is that it? Sorry.
Over a million watt purchased daily. Thank you for calling from Buffalo Country down there in Mondovi. Aiden, 715-723-2555.
More than a million of these purchased not every month or week, but every day.
Daily.
Yeah.
Some of the guesses so far, gallons of gas, cups of coffee, bags of chips, packs of gum, donuts, coffee or soda cups, pizzas, packages of toilet paper, lottery tickets, cell phones, Quick Trip glazers, bottled water, candy bars, cheeseburgers. None of those correct. Over a million of these purchased daily.
A lot of food items, guess.
Yeah, which kind of makes sense, right? Mm-hmm. Everybody needs to eat.
Mm-hmm.
715-723-2555. Again, the More the Merrier Christmas album. Again, you've got a side A and side B, of course, for that wonderful vinyl from J.J. Heller, plus two movie tickets to Micon Yours if you can solve this.
I think we're feeling pretty generous. I mean, teaming up two great prizes here together. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning, Brad from Thorpe.
Hey, Brad, what do you think?
I'm going with television.
Is it televisions? Over a million televisions purchased every day.
Probably a lot of them went out on Black Friday. But that is... could that be it? That's not it. Sorry about that. All right.
So, 715-723-2555. 715-723-2555. Can we solve Tuesday trivia on a Tuesday? Otherwise, it moves on to Win It Wednesday.
Yeah, they're not pouring in here with the calls, but let's see if we're getting another one just kind of trickling in. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Sherry from Fairchild.
All right, Sherry, what do you think?
I'm going to guess, like, gift certificates.
Okay,
yeah.
Sure.
Oh, yeah, I bet a ton of those go out this time of the year. Could it be a million gift certificates a day? Sorry, Sherry.
Good to hear from Fairchild, 715-723-2555.
Yep.
If we have anyone else who wants to guess.
Calls coming here on WWIB. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Are you there? 715-723-2555.
All right, we lost him. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, it's Jeannie from Paul Creek again.
All right, Jeannie, what do you think this time?
Oh, gee, let's go with French fries.
French fries. Yeah, well, that's kind of interesting because there'd be a lot of French fries. Yeah, that's a great guess. Could that be
it? Yeah, that's a lot of French
fries. Not it, though.
Thank you, Jeannie. 715-723-2555, or this gets booted on to Win It Wednesday, and we try again for these prizes.
All right, we're going to do three more calls. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from? All right, my apologies. Go ahead.
Is it eggs?
Eggs. Now, that hasn't been guessed yet, has it?
And what's your name? Where are you calling from? We missed that.
Savilla from Blair.
Is it eggs?
Thanks so much for listening. And Blair. That's not it. Sorry.
Thank you, Savilla. 715-723-2555. What do we have? Two more chances?
Two more. Yeah. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm Julie from Prairie Farm.
All right, Julie.
Pizza?
That's been guessed.
You can have a bonus guest, Julie. Panther Pride here. Think of something for the honor of Prairie Farm.
Let's see. Shoes.
Could that be it? Shoes? No, it's not it.
Over a million of these purchased daily. Last chance on Tuesday Trivia.
The last guest for today. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm Eddie from Mondovi.
All right, what do you think?
Corn dogs.
Corn dogs.
What a great final guest today.